This week, our piece is Haley's Day at the Beach by Lascivious Lucy. Lucy is a happily polyamorous writer of paranormal erotica, kink, and all kinds of smut. Haley lay in the beach, soaking up the summer sun. Overhead, the gulls wheeled and called to each other, casting brief shadows over Haley. She lay on her back, her naked breasts rubbed against this rough sand. She bent her legs, enjoying the feeling of moving them. She crossed her ankles and slowly rocked her upraised calves back and forth. She'd chosen a secluded stretch of beach, a place a little too rocky for most people to want to make the trek. Haley wasn't a big fan of people. She turned over onto her back, stretching her arms above her head with her toes pointing towards the sea. She closed her eyes against the sun, loving the kiss of it on her upturned face and belly. She heard a thump and a clunk that broke the sun's spell. She looked in the direction of the noise, eyes slitted against the sun. A pile of beach gear made a small mountain on her stretch of beach. She propped herself up on her elbows, wondering if she could get off the beach before the invading humans. It had to be a small army to need so much stuff. A young man was too busy fiddling with a radio to have noticed her yet. She glanced around looking for the others, but it seemed that this one person needed a cooler half the size of a dolphin, a radio, a chair, and a surfboard all to himself. Haley rolled her eyes, but she did notice that he was a fine specimen of a man, young, tanned, muscled in the way she had come to associate with surfers and swimmers, lean but strong. His shaggy hair was sun-bleached, and she admitted to herself her fingers tingled at thought of touching him. His radio started working, guitars and drums clashing with the swoosh and crash of the waves. Finished with that task, he also looked up and his gaze found her. His eyes widened at the sight of her. She rolled her eyes and sat up completely. He was going to be weird about nakedness. It was one of the million things she just didn't understand about people. He waved at her and called a hello across the beach. Haley cocked her head and gave a non-committal head nod. And of course, he started walking over. He deftly hopped over the giant cooler and only grimaced a little at the hot sand. She stayed seated in the sand. Getting up would only show him she was naked, and she knew from experience that letting him see more of her wouldn't get rid of him. She even pulled her long red hair over her naked breasts. He was attractive, she thought. The brush of her hair over her nipples added to her growing arousal. Or maybe, she thought, she was just bored. "Hey," he said, standing a few steps away from her. She tilted her head up, shielding her eyes from the sun. She noticed that his eyes trailed over her boobs for a second before he looked at her face. She nodded back, her gesture as cool as the waves. "I hope I'm not bothering you." She remained silent. "I've just never seen anyone else here, and I didn't want you to think I was a creeper or whatever." He studiously averted his gaze from her naked tits. Haley smiled, wondering why he thought moving closer to a naked woman would seem less creepy. Seeming to finally realize that looming over her wasn't helping, he squatted next to her and stuck out his hand. "I'm Jason." She took his hand. "Haley," she replied. His hand was warm and calloused. She wondered if he had a manual labor job of some sort. "Wow," he said, surprised, "your hand is kind of cold." But he didn't take his hand away. She shrugged, purposefully letting her long red hair slide off her shoulders and bare breasts. This time, he let himself gape, as he realized that she was completely nude on the beach. She could tell from his expression that he'd only thought her to be topless. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw the waves had inched closer. She knew she was below the tide line. It's how she tracked her time at the beach. Once high tide took over her square of sand, it was time to go home. And she realized she had just enough time to have some fun with this Jason. She kept hold of his hand, leaned forward, kissing him softly. She laughed as he lost his balance, thumping on his ass in the sand. Maybe it was the laugh, or maybe it was just the opportunity, but he wrapped his hands behind her head and kissed her hard, the kind of kiss that screamed claiming her ownership. She twined her arms around his shoulders, drawing him closer, letting him have his branding kiss. His free hands grabbed one of her tits, kneading it roughly. She moaned softly, her own free hand drifting between her legs. She was slick and warm, and her fingers plunged inside her pussy. He broke the kiss and stared at her fingers, his hand on her breast forgotten. She pulled her fingers out, watching his shorts twitch, seeing her slick fingers. She licked them clean, tasting herself. He blinked and whispered, "This must be a dream." Haley gave him a sly smile and pushed him on his back in the sand. He hit the ground with a thud, and before she could react, she swung her legs over him, straddling him. She could feel his hardness through his neoprene swim trunks. She reached for his hands and placed them on her tits. She held herself still until he started kneading her breasts and rolling her nipples between his fingers. She sighed and began shifting her hips. She slid her labia the length of his hardness, finding a rhythm that best stimulated her clit. She kept up her movement, only stopping if he moved or tried touching her anywhere else. He jerked as the cold Pacific tide reached his feet. He tried to move and she shook her head. He gritted his teeth against the cold, but Haley noticed his erection wasn't diminished. Haley loved the pressure on her clit, especially as she found the perfect angle. The Pacific Ocean was now lapping at her curled calves with every wave. She could feel her orgasm building, the tingling low in her belly. She curled her toes in the wet sand, rubbing herself a little harder. "Maybe we should move," the surfer asked. The water had reached her calves now and was inching up to her knees. Haley quickened her pace, letting out a low growl as she came. She stared down at him a moment before sliding off of him. Jason sat up quickly, squatting to get out of the water. "So let's go finish up," he smiled and nodded towards his mass of beach stuff. Haley frowned. She knew that she was done. What else was he expecting? By Poseidon, people were so weird. She simply shook her head at him and laughed. Her laugh sounded like waves in a storm, harsh and breaking. Jason shifted away from her at the sound, his face changing from lust to fear. Haley pushed herself back deeper into the water. It would be about knee-high to a standing human, or even to her, if she still had knees. She gave a strong flick of her tail, spraying him with water, before she shot off underwater toward home. If you loved what you heard and want more, follow Lascivious Lucy on Twitter at Lascivious Lucy, or check out her blog, lasciviouslucy.wordpress.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.